करोतु निश्चिद्रम अनुसंकीर्तनम तवम. सो ही सेड देयर कैन बी डिस्क्रिपेंसीज इन चैंटिंग ऑफ द मंत्रास एंड इन परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ वेरियस रिचुअलिस्टिक थिंग्स एंड इन टाइम प्लेस एंड ऑल्सो द डिफरेंट पैराफेर्निलिया दैट इज देयर फॉर यज्ञ. सो ऑल कैन बी अवॉइडेड जस्ट बाय चैंटिंग द होली नेम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड बाय परफॉर्मिंग अ संकीर्तनम. यस्टरडे प्रभुजी वॉज शेयरिंग विथ मी पावनेश्वर प्रभु. So one of the so there will be so many priests who will be performing the whole yagya process, and one of them is engaged in constant chanting of the holy names. That is his duty. Uska wahi kaam hai, chant karte raho, so that all the faults in the yagya can be nullified, can be taken care of. And also we have this classic example of opening of Krishna Balaram temple, the installation of deities there. So fire sacrifice was also going on. So one may question, that is how I began, like, you know, in ISKCON also we perform some of the sacrifices. We also do deity worship, the processes which were meant for other yugas. But there is a reason behind that. So on one side the fire sacrifice was going on, another side the kirtan was also going on. And Prabhupada said this is the real installation, by the performance of the kirtan. So we are doing all these yagyas, you know, just to make the calm this Brajavasis, the priest of this Brajamandal, so that, you know, our whole installation becomes bona fide according to them. Just to satisfy them, we are doing this. And some of the devotees, some of the disciples of Prabhupada, they were also engaged in that, they were also assisting in the yagya process. And there were many priests that were called from South India in that particular, in that installation process. And some of the god brothers of Srila Prabhupada came and told him, Prabhupada, I think your disciples are not performing yagya properly. So Prabhupada simply, you know, did not give much importance to it and said, they are just practicing. That is what he said. So this is for the, you know, just to make the whole process bona fide. But the main process is sankirtan, as mentioned by Prabhupada. And so Treta Yuga, the time when Lord Ram appeared. So when Mother Sita left this world, this mortal world, so Lord Ram was engaged in performance of Agnihotra sacrifices. It went on for 15,000 years, you know, because that is possible in the age of Treta Yuga. But the sages of Naimisharani, you know, they were trying to imitate this process of Yagya in this age. And because it was the beginning of Kali Yuga, that got completely, you know, it was not possible for them to go on with the sacrifice. So next comes the Dwapar Yuga, predominantly mixed modes of passion and ignorance. So people are generally interested in glory, although they are very noble, but they have some hetu, they want some glory. They would give charity so that their fame can increase. Like we have example of Karna, who would regularly give charity so that he can get a lot of fame. So one good quality the people they have is jigyasa, atato brahma jigyasa. They were having some inclination to know the absolute truth. And deity worship was the process that is recommended for this age, Treta Yuga. So Prabhupada mentions the deity worship should be like, if it has to be done, it should be like, you know, which is done in Jagannath Puri. So such a grand worship that is being done there, different bhogas, 56 bhogas also done at different times. It's not just one time, it is I think 5 to 6 times per day. So it has to be done like that, otherwise it is not called as deity worship. So in Kali Yuga also we see most of the temples are neglected, hardly there is any cleanliness in the temples, and in many temples we see the dogs are wandering in the temple. So the standards have come down in this in the age of Kali Yuga especially. So, but we see so many gorgeous temples in ISKCON, you know, beautiful deities. So why? So people generally get attracted to something which is, you know, perceivable by their gross senses. And I remembered in one of the prerinas, the esteemed guest was Juhi Chawla, she's an actress, and she was just glorifying the temple. And she gave the lecture before the actual lecture. And for 15 minutes, she spoke about the symmetry of this temple, temple hall. How beautiful it is, how symmetric it is. So generally people perceive some of the things which are gross to their gross senses, and they appreciate. That is how their bhakti also begins. They are not in a position to glorify the Lord in the beginning. So they may glorify some of the aspect of the temples, and that is how their bhakti can also begin. So 90% of our process is chanting, Prabhupada mentioned. But all the other rest process, they are required so that we can develop faith in chanting. Since we do not have the required faith in the chanting process, that is why we need the help of other processes also. And if you see, chanting generally involves engagement of our Gyanendriyas. We generally engage our knowledge acquiring senses while we are chanting. And to bring people to chanting, we may need to initially engage them in some of the services which requires karmendriyas, like, you know, hands, legs, they can engage, and they can do some services like washing the vessels in the kitchen, and they can begin their bhakti like that. So they are also required. So in deity worship, we can see all our different limbs are engaged, and that will help us to increase our faith in the actual process of this yuga, that is the chanting of the holy names of Lord. And for the grihasthas, it is highly recommended worshipping the deities at home, so that they can avoid all the different distractions in the family life that comes otherwise. That is very much required. And we have this classic example of Ambarish Maharaj in Bhagavatam, who would engage all his faculties, different faculties, in serving Lord. Savaya Mana Krishna Pada Arvindo. So there is a beautiful series of 3-4 verses which explain that how he engaged all his senses, all his faculties in serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Now Kali Yuga already been discussed, so I will not discuss the shortcomings of age of Kali Yuga. So we are not at a loss because we have been given the simple process of chanting. So from this verse we understand we get benefit of practicing all the other processes also. We get the same benefit of meditation, deity worship, or performance of sacrifice just by chanting the holy names of the Lord. And at the end in the purport, it is mentioned that massive propaganda should be done, should be made all over the world to induce people to take to chanting, to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, by which human society can be rescued from the dangerous ocean of age of Kali. And like, this is the responsibility, and I would like to recite a conversation which is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur. How Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is not different from Krishna, he has so much concern for the people of this age of Kali Yuga. And so Mahaprabhu, one day he meets Srila Haridas Thakur, and in the course of discussion he asks various questions. हरिदास कली काले यवन अपार गो ब्राह्मणे हिंसा करे महादुराचार. सो इज आस्किंग टू हरिदास ठाकुर, माय डियर हरिदास ठाकुर, इन दिस एज ऑफ कली पीपल आर बिरेफ्ट ऑफ द वेदिक कल्चर एंड देयरफॉर दे आर कॉल्ड एज यवनास एंड दे आर कंसर्न्ड ओनली विद किलिंग काउस एंड ब्राह्मणिकल कल्चर. सो इन दिस वे दे आर ऑलवेज एंगेज्ड इन सिंपल एक्टिविटीज. तो उनका क्या होगा, वॉट विल हैपन टू देम, दैट वॉज द कंसर्न रेज बाय महाप्रभु. इह सबार को नमते हई बे निस्तार तहार हेतु ना देखिए ये दुख अपार. सो हाउ विल दिस यवनास बी डिलीवर्ड, टू माई ग्रेट अनहैपीनेस आई डू नॉट सी एनी वे. सो दिस वॉज द कंसर्न ऑफ महाप्रभु. महाप्रभु बीइंग द पतित पावन, the Lord who is the deliverer of the fallen souls of this age of Kali Yuga. So he was showing his concern to Haridas Thakur. Haridas kahe prabhu chinta na kariha yavane ra samsara dekhi dukha na bhavya. So Haridas Thakur replies, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety, do not be unhappy to see the condition of the yavanas in this material world. And Prabhupada beautifully tells in the purport of this particular verse, everyone should adopt this attitude of Haridas Thakur, and they should adopt the cause of Mahaprabhu in trying to relieve him from the anxiety that is sharing here. So this is the actual service that we can do to the Lord, sharing the concern and anxiety of the Lord in delivering the fallen souls of this world. Yavana sakalera mukti habe anayase haram haram bali kahe nama bhase. So then Haridas Thakur is explaining, because the Yavanas are accustomed to saying haram haram, so in short it is like calling out to, oh Lord Ramachandra, so they will be easily delivered by this nama bhas. So even if someone chants, you know, something else, then it is beneficial in this age of Kali Yuga. Chanting of the holy names works anyway. So like example is given, fire does not discriminate between who is touching it, whether it is touched by a small child, whether it is touched by an adult, the effect is going to be same. So similarly, whoever is chanting the holy names of the Lord, they are going to get benefit. यद्यपि अन्य संकेत अन्य होए नामाभास तथापि नामेर तेज ना होए विनाश. So chanting of the holy names to indicate something other than the Lord is an instance of namabhas. Even when the holy name is chanted in this way, its transcendental power is not destroyed. Even if someone is chanting the holy name indicating something else, even that is also very much beneficial. So I remembered one example of one of our devotees. So when he was working in some company, and His Grace Radhesham Prabhu was also working in that company. So this person, he was not a devotee. He would always, you know, just to call him indifferently, he used to call, oh, Hare Krishna, you know, something, trying to tease, you know. So like this, he used to chant always, you know, trying to tease Radhesham Prabhu. So eventually he got purified by the chanting, and he became a wonderful devotee, and he is now a brahmachari in our temple. So because he was indicating something else while chanting the holy names of the Lord, but nonetheless the effect was there, the purifying effect of the chanting was there. So Dham Sri Dham Strat Om Lecho Harameti Puna Puna Uktvapi Muktim Apnoti Kim Puna Shraddaya Gridan. So it is mentioned in the Narsimha Puran, even a Mlecha who is being killed by the tusk of a wild boar and who cries in distress again and again, Haram, Haram, he also attains liberation. So one more example. And also we have the classic example of Ajamil in Srimad Bhagavatam, who was calling out the names of Lord Narayan, indicating not the Lord, but indicating to his child, to his son Narayan. But nonetheless, the effect was there, and he got a second chance to continue his process of reviving his Krishna consciousness. And we have various such examples of, Prabhupada mentions in the Purport, halam riktam, they are two different words. But if you take the syllables of this, first syllables of these two words, ha, from the halam and ri from the riktam, and if they are combined, it becomes hari. That is also beneficial. That is also like as good as chanting hari, even if you are chanting halam riktam. And there is another example that is given as Raja Mahishi, Ra of the first word and He of the and Ma of the second word, that is Rama. That is also equally beneficial. So there is so much of hope. You know, somehow those who take birth in this land of Bharat, you know, somehow they chant the names of the Lord. I remember I am from South, and I am from the place called as Nizamabad. You can understand from the name itself. We were surrounded by the non-Hindus. The locality was surrounded by non-Hindus. And many of us, we would be having the names of Lord Krishna, Rama. And this name is very famous in Andhra. Shiva, Rama, Krishna, all three names in one word. And the name can extend up to 1 kilometer also. And with so many names of the Lord. And generally, we would be friends with them, and they would chant our names also. And they would get benefit by chanting the names of their friends who were having the names of Lord. This is a classic example. So no one can escape in India chanting the names of Lord, whether he is from any background. Namabhasu hoyate hoye sarva papa kshaya. If one offenselessly chants the holy name, even imperfectly, one can be freed from all the results of sinful life. Of course, this is the very heavy condition is there, offenselessly. So we have to pay the price for that. Namabhasu hoyate hoye samsare rakshaya. So by chanting namabhas also, one can get delivered from material bondage. So this is how Haridas Thakur goes on glorifying the effect of chanting in Namabhas stage. So Mahaprabhu, when he heard this from Haridas Thakur, he becomes so happy. His happiness in his heart increases. But as a matter of course, he again asks many other questions to Haridas Thakur. He further asks more questions. Prithvite bahu jiva sthavara jangama iha sabara ki prakare hoi bemochanam. So on this earth there are many other living entities apart from human beings also. Some moving and some not moving. So what will happen to the trees, plants, insects and other living entities? How will they be delivered from the material bondage? And the extent of the compassion, the concern of Mahaprabhu is increasing now. So it is not just limited to human beings now, it is extending up to the other jiva also, other living entities also. Shuniya jangamera hoye samsara kshaya stavaraste shabda lage pratidhvani haya. Now Haridas Thakur replies, he says, my dear Lord, the moving entities who have heard your loud sankirtan have already been delivered from the bondage of the material existence. In Jharikhand, already Mahaprabhu delivered many of the animals there. And after the non-moving entities like trees, there is an echo that is coming from the plants and trees. Don't consider that to be an echo, but it was actually, they were chanting in response to your chanting, oh my Lord. You have already performed this miraculous activity when you were traveling in Jharikhand. So pratidhvani nahe sei karaye kirtana tomara kripara ei ekathya kathaya. So however, it is not an ego, it is the kirtan of the non-moving living entities. All this, all the inconceivable is possible by your mercy. By your mercy, my Lord, it is possible. It's an inconceivable potency of the Lord. Uchcha sankirtana tate karila prachara sthirachara jivera sabha khandaila samsara. So you have preached the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and in this way freed all moving and non-moving living entities from the material bondage. And this is that verse which explains why Mahaprabhu actually reversed the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so Hare Rama actually. So it is a Vedic mantra that is mentioned in the scriptures. And at that time, the society was so orthodox and it was not allowed to chant the Vedic mantras loudly. The one would receive mantra from his guru in the ears and he would chant softly within his mind. See, loud chanting was introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just in order to introduce Sankirtan movement, he reversed the whole Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, Uchcha Sankirtana Tate Karila Prachara. So that everyone will be benefit. This is the compassion of the Lord. And we also see this classic example from Sri Sampradaya, how Ramanujacharya, when he received the mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. So at that time, his guru who gave this mantra, Goshtipurna, he put a condition that you should not share this mantra with anyone. So we can see how out of compassion, he just, even at the risk of going to the hell, Ramanujacharya actually shared this mantra to all the people so that they can also be benefited and delivered from this material bondage. So that is the concern and compassion of these great souls, we can say. So Mahaprabhu says that if that is the case, then the whole world will become vacant. When they hear this loud chanting, sab khali ho jayega. So what will happen to this world? What will happen to this universe? Then Haridas Thakur replies, no problem, Mahaprabhu. again it will get filled with new living entities. Like he quotes the examples of Ayodhya Vasis. When Lord Ramachandra left the Ayodhya, so he delivered all the people, and again the Ayodhya got filled with new living entities. So again, when you appeared as Krishna, at that time you delivered the whole universe, but again the universe got filled with new living entities. And similarly, now you have come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver all of us. So this is how he glorifies Mahaprabhu. And now what is expected after hearing all these different glorifications of the holy names, you know, all the shortcomings of the Kali Yuga we have been discussing for a long time, and there is a great responsibility. That is also beautifully mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamritam. So Mahaprabhu says, Ekala malakar ami kaha kaha yab, ekalava katafala padiya vilab. So Mahaprabhu says, I am the only gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? So it is not possible for a single person. Although Mahaprabhu can do it, but Mahaprabhu is inviting all the preachers, all the devotees to take part in this distribution of these fruits. And Prabhupada beautifully mentions in the purport, distribution of Hare Krishna Mahamantra should be performed by combined forces. Very interesting word, combined forces. That means Mahaprabhu is inviting every one of us to take part in this beautiful moment, preaching moment. Ekala utsaha dite hoye parishrama, keha paaye ke na paaye rahe mana brahma. So Mahaprabhu is concerned, while I am trying to distribute this, pick these fruits and distribute them, it may happen that some of the people may not get it and some of the people may receive it, and that is not good. Ateva amiye atsadilu sabakare yahataha premaphala dehayare tare. So therefore I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. So we can see this direct instruction of Mahaprabhu in this verse. So I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute everywhere. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, Anechi Aushadi Maya Nashibare Lage Hari Nama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Mage. So this is the medicine for this age of Kali Yuga, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Please take it and then dispel the illusion that is caused by the ignorance. And that has been time and again been emphasized by our acharyas also. And then, Atma Ichhamrite Vriksha Shishchi Nirantara Tahate Asankhya Phala Vrikshera Upara. By the transcendental desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, water has been sprinkled all over the tree, and thus there are innumerable fruits of love of Godhead. Now the tree contains so many fruits of love of Godhead. So who is there to distribute? I have only two hands, Mahaprabhu is telling. So, Athaeva sabaphala deha yare tare khaiya hauk loka ajara amare. Distribute this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Let people eat these fruits and ultimately become free from birth, old age, disease and death. So that is the solution. Sankirtan is the only solution to get rid of these real problems of life. Janmai. So jagata vyapiya mora habe punya khyati sukhi hai yaloka mora gahiye bega kirti. So Mahaprabhu is telling, if you distribute these fruits to all to people of all over the world, my reputation as pious man will be increased and people will easily take up to this process of Krishna consciousness and they will glorify my name with great pleasure. And we see how by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada this prediction has already come true, and we can see people chanting from all over the world. So by distributing the glories of this Sankirtan, what will happen? The glory of Mahaprabhu will increase. And again, more people will take up to chanting. Like we see from the example of the preaching mission that was given to Nitya.